Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're actually in part 200 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program number 302. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Have your paper, pencil, or pen ready, and you could take notes also from this tape or CD, this program. Please specify if you're ordering a tape or CD, which one you want, and we'll send it to you. We have some singing. We've got a song here called the ACLU. Gary Paxton wrote it, and he sings it. And, you know, it's about the ACLU, but he calls it the the Antichrist Liberties Union. And it's quite interesting. It takes around 4 or 5 minutes to hear it. And we'll play that one first in the program. And we've got some testimonials and also some more Bible reading and scriptures and a little bit more words here. God laid it on my heart and actually forced me to check out Hitler's speeches to find out what this guy was all about. And it would do everybody well, you know, everybody really good to check out the things that the propagandists today are saying are evil. Yes, Hitler definitely was evil, but he didn't want the United Nations or the, what they called, NATO, or whatever they call them. They put all kinds of labels on the UN when they first started out. But according to the Bible, it's the Antichrist, and you can see the things that are happening today are definitely Antichrist. They're satanic. And that's what this song, ACLU, that's one of the is all about. This is one of the arms of the Vatican, the Antichrist. And there are many arms. Another one is called the Cult Awareness Network. Gary, if you're listening, I pray that you'll do one on the Cult Awareness Network. And we're going to go up to the throne now and ask the Lord. You know, the Lord made everything, and he loved it. There wasn't anything that God made that he did not love. He said it was good. Amen?
Amen.
Everything he made was good. But then Satan had his way in the Garden of Eden, and then everything was cursed. The only sin that people knew not to do, the only thing that people knew not to do, and that was to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I call that the internet nowadays.
Amen.
I mean, people just keep reading it, listening to it, and everything. There's all kinds of stuff. I thank God I don't even know how to turn the thing on. And I don't, my eyes are so bad I wouldn't be able to read it. It all looks very fuzzy to me, the words when I see it on there. So I don't even look at I just see the machines when I'm going by every so often. But they entered into the Garden of Eden, the devil did, and the Lord told them to protect it. Don't let any evil come in there. And there was evil, absolutely, or the Lord would not have warned Adam to keep the Garden of Eden. Amen?
Amen?
To keep it the way that the Lord said to keep it, not the way that Satan wanted to influence them to keep it. And so that's what's happening today. Now, Satan, we know hundreds of millions of different sins. There's all kinds of perversions and filth. And the world that we're living in today is 1,000 times worse than it was when I was young. Even though the Vatican's influence was very strong in the world, we didn't have the atomic bomb or the hydrogen bomb or any of those things back then. But the propaganda was in the world, the devil, the liar. And let's go to the throne now. I wanted to tell you that all the things that are, and God did not abhor anything which he had made, for never would he have made anything if he had hated it. And there isn't anything in the world that could have endured if he had not wanted it to endure. Amen?
Amen.
So, but he let it endure because it was his will for it to, for a time being, to be preserved. But it wouldn't have been if it had not been called by him. Amen?
Amen.
It was called by him to endure. Just think back in the beginning, the first 6 days of creation, the 6 days of creation, and see if there was anything that God hated. He never created one thing that he hated. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
But look at all the hate that's in the world. So that shows you that there is Satan. Father, we thank and praise your holy name that everything, this is why we're supposed to be patient, and that we're supposed to be loving. We're to continue witnessing and testifying to the creation that you made, that you created, because you never hated anything that you made. And therefore, we are to not hate anything but evil, because we don't hate your creation, but we hate the government that entered into it, which is of the devil, that causes it to be something that is in them that you hate. And so this is why you sent us into the world to preach the gospel to that soul, so that they can see the things that you hate, so that they can allow you to come in and cast out the devil, or the devils, however many they are in people, so that they can be something that you love again. Lord, we ask that you shower your love. You're doing that right now through the words that you're having me speak. You're showing your love. You're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh through these broadcasts, through the literature that you give me, and to those that are distributing the literature and that are picking up the cross and following you, denying themselves and doing the things that you've called us all to do. We thank God, Lord, that there are many that are going to be saved, but we are grieved, Lord, that there are so many that will refuse your mercy, your salvation. Lord, we pray that you'll open up every heart, soul, mind, and spirit to receive whatever it is that you're going to pour out in this message today. We pray that you're going to, that you will open up every heart. And to those Christians that think that they're supposed to be laid back is lukewarm. And for those that think that we're not supposed to fight the good fight of faith, Lord, we're in a war, you said. And this is a war between God, you, Father God, you, Jesus, and the, which is, oh, you're all one, and the Antichrist, the devil. So, Lord, we ask that you put it in people's heart that they're in a fight. Otherwise, you would not, through the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit, tell him that we have to put on armor, the whole armor of God, which is the Word of God. Lord, that the way that we do that is to read and to hear. And when we're reading, to hear what we're reading. Let the whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit, the Word of God, which is Spirit and life, says unto those people, unto the church. Lord, and that the church will not be lukewarm, and that they'll think, and that they'll no longer think that they're not in a war or in a fight, but, Lord, put it in their heart to receive your word that we are in a fight, that we are in a war. That's the war between God and Satan for the soul of man. Lord, let that happen in the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved and the church will be given your power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if there's anyone in churches all over the world, and I know there are a few in my church that have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would say 99% of everyone in my church is filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but there are a few that are not. And people better get a hold of the Lord instead of thinking about music and other things, marriage or whatever. Get the baptism of the Holy Spirit first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto you. Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved and the church will be strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
And now here's Gary S. Paxton with one of his manuscripts that he's written and he sings and is arranged, called the ACLU. Listen closely. Sitting here with his daughter Deborah Paxton.
Listen now, I'm the most important person in here. I'm His High Honor, the judge. Do you, various witnesses, believe there are absolutes of right and wrong?
Yes, sir, Mr. High Judge, we do.
Wait, I'm the most high ACLU attorney here. Jurors, you are hereby and automatically disqualified. Get out.
Hey, you beautiful little blonde juror thing there. Stay here a minute. Do you, cute little thing, believe in situation ethics?
Yes, I do, Mr. Cute Judge.
Is your name Monica by chance? Okay, honey, you're very qualified. Hey, blonde one, you're in. Hey, honey, by the way, have you got a little number where I can reach you later? You know what I like, yeah. Hey, you are the alternate jurors, right? Are you guys for or against justice?
Justice to the highest bidder, Your Honor.
It's according to what the meaning is, Your Honor.
Oh, Jay. I mean, okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Always on the wrong side of biblical issues. Mockers of morality, they lift up evil's rights. Protect the gods of porno, fight hard for the pushers. Drug lords are a favorite as they flaunt their might.
Junk those Ten Commandments, they say God is dead. They're mockers of Christians, persecute us out. All you legal beagles, your special judgment's coming. You better watch your backs, I got it, still got a clout.
Hey,
Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's just another arm of the Vatican. They're against everything that is moral and decent and American. Especially against God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, against Christians. They bring all, these are the ones that are bringing all the accusations, them along with the Cult Awareness Network, against churches, true Christian churches. And so we praise and thank the Lord for this song, amen, because it's sure pulling, showing people what they are. And, you know, this is supposed to be one nation under God. It is not. The Lord never said that we're supposed to let the mob rule Moses or Aaron or any of the prophets or Jesus or God. Or we're supposed to be under the Word of God and what He says. So until that happens, we've been warning people about this. I personally have for 42 years, and my late deceased wife Susie was telling people about it 25 years before I ever was saved. And so right there, it accounts for almost 70 years of just suing myself, telling the world these things. And it just seems that people are, you know, without a doubt, that they're just begging to go to hell, because they're going to go to hell in the lake of fire if they don't accept the Lord. You have a choice to accept the ACLU, the Cult Awareness Network, the arms of the Antichrist in Rome, and the one world government, or the media, or God. It's just that simple. And you make your choice now. You make yourself part of the Antichrist, and that's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. There's no forgiveness here in this world or in the world to come. So make your decision, and then know when it happens. Know when you're there at the judgment bar of God and you're sent out into hell, don't blame God for what the devil did to you. You have your own will in your soul, and that will can choose to do the will of the Lord, or it can choose to do the will, your own will, the will of Satan. So anything other than the will of God is the devil, is Satan, okay? So do we have a testimony here?
Yes.
Where is it from?
From St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, okay, what does it say?
A man called from St. Louis, who's also a minister of the gospel. He read, "That's what it's all about," in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper. He said, "Thank God for Tony Alamo Ministries. It was so unexpected to see that in the newspaper of all things." He was really taken back about the gospel being published in that particular newspaper. He was told it's not only been published in that newspaper, but in many across the country and distributed throughout the world, and Pastor Alamo's broadcasts on radio are heard all around the world. He rejoiced to know this. Praise the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. Do you have another one?
Yes.
Where's it from?
This one is from California.
Okay. What? California's a big state. What part of California?
Let's see, she says.
Mm-hmm. Where?
She doesn't say.
Okay, California.
Okay. A woman by the name of Lupe called, who just got saved in reading your literature in the newspaper in California. She asked for prayer for guidance in witnessing to her husband and children, and is giving them Pastor Lamo's newsletters that were sent to her. She said she's sick and tired of the world. She wants to separate herself from it. She was told about the facilities in our ministry available for anyone that sincerely wants to dedicate their life to learning how to be a true witness to the world in these last days. She said she wants to move into the ministry. She was invited to our church services in Los Angeles, and she's going to come to church.
Okay, well, she certainly can move in if she keeps the commandments of the Lord and keeps the rules here. Every place has rules. You know, even if you went to work for Wendy's or McDonald's, they don't need any more promotion, I'm sure. But you would have to keep rules, or you can't just do your own thing in churches, in any kind of business. And any time you see a business that's really cooking like Walmart, you know that there's some tyrant in there that is like ruling the place with an iron fist. Otherwise, it wouldn't be as successful as it is. And any major company that's been open for many years, like IBM, there is management there, and there are many rules to keep. And that goes with any successful company. And how much more in the house of God? But when it comes to the house of God, you got your people like the ACLU and Cult Awareness Network saying, they rule with an iron fist. As though it's wrong. The ACLU is the one, and the Cult Awareness Network is the one that's ruling with an iron fist. And those of us that are Christians must resist them and fight them with the Word of God. Because the people that have been drugged up by the government bringing narcotics and drugs into this country, you're like out of it. You know, they've made space cadets out of you people. And you need to get off those drugs and out of the booze and out of all the things, you have pornography and everything, because these are things that displease the Lord a lot. And you need to get your mind on the Lord and get your mind cleaned up. Now, they've brain damaged you. And if you want to call us brainwashers, well, Walmart does their thing. And all the demonic there's all kinds of demonic places on earth that do their thing, but this is the house of God. We'd love that your brains would be washed from all the filth and degeneracy and the false propaganda, the fallacies that have been pumped into your brain. Okay? And all those things that they've told you have stuck in your brain like the hair in a drain, and you've got to get it washed out of there by the gospel. The Lord says, put on the whole armor of God. And the Lord says for us to keep our minds on Him and to put on the mind of Christ. That means to just fill your mind with Christ. The Bible states that Christ is the Word of God. And He says in the first chapter of John that the Word of God came to this world as a man. And the Word of God is God. And Jesus was God and man. He had to become a man. God had to become a man in order to have genuine human blood to shed for your sins, that they be erased. And He doesn't want you to put sins back on you again. You know, the law is the one that condemns people. And God hasn't done away with condemnation. But all sinners, doesn't make a difference if you're a Christian sinner or a secular sinner. No sin shall enter the kingdom of God, no matter what these preachers tell you. I don't care how holy they look or how pious they act or anything like that. You have to go by what the Lord says. You say, well, that is no love. Love is the keeping of God's commandments. Now, you have to accept the Bible, the Word of God, Christ, or you won't make it into heaven. And, you know, we're expecting some very powerful plagues. We're living in the day of the voice of the seventh angel, when it's about ready to sound. And that's a lot of these different plagues that are going to be coming down. We've already seen quite a few. We're going through some right now, these ice storms and the weather. Weather is worse than it's ever been before, the cold, and they're talking about global warming. God. When will you people wise up out there? These people don't know anything. They're not able to predict what the Lord can do. He can immediately, in 1 minute, freeze this world forever. Well, the mystery of iniquity is in the world. It's no mystery to you if you learn the Word of God. It is already at work. That's 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 7 through 10. Only the Lord, who is allowing it to happen, will only let it until the Mr. Satan is taken out of the way, okay, or Miss Satan, whatever it is. It is a person that the Lord says is male, but he is also female. he enters into women too, very much so, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Well, don't you know that the Lord is using me to reveal unto you the wickedness that's in this world? Whom the Lord is going to consume, this whole Antichrist. Now, the Apostle John stated in one of his epistles, he stated that there are many Antichrists in the world, even back then, which was almost 2,000 years ago. So this tells us, John is the one that tells us what Antichrist is. He asked Jesus, who's the one that's going to betray you? While he had his head on the chest of Jesus. And the Lord told him, he pointed out who the anti against Christ one in that group was. And then Jesus tells us in John's gospel, the Apostle John, John 6:66. Isn't that amazing that it wound up to be John 6:66? Chapter 6, verses 66. That Antichrists are those that knew Christ and that decided not to do what he says. That they go on in the world just doing what they want to do. They walk no longer with the Word of God in them. They pay no attention to what God says. So the Lord is going to come back and consume this body of Antichrist. It's one corporate body of hundreds of millions of souls. He's going to consume him, that one body of millions and millions, maybe billions of souls, with the spirit of his mouth, which is the Word of God. All he has to do is say, be gone, and he's gone. The Lord showed me that when I saw this monster, which was a symbol or type or figure of the Antichrist. This huge, dreadful beast whose body went clear up to beyond the clouds. And he was coming at me, going from side to side, and his mouth and his eyes and his nostrils were, you could see like a fire going in there. There was no real eyes. You couldn't see a tongue or anything in the nose except this. It was like a fire going on in the head of a big furnace. So the Lord says that he's going, and I just said, the blood of Jesus is against you, because it was too dreadful to look at any longer, and I just turned quick. It was just a fraction of a second, and then it went away. So the Lord says he's going to consume it with the spirit of his mouth, the Word of God, just like I did. The blood of Jesus is against you, and it went away. And so he shall destroy it with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. And this is the world power that the Lord talks about in the book of Daniel. So, he comes, the devil comes into the world with all satanic power and signs and, of course, lying wonders. And with all deceivableness. Man, he can deceive. That's what his job is. Just like the Lord tells you the truth, all that Satan can tell you is lies, just deceivableness of unrighteousness in them, in those of you out there that are going to perish. That means go to hell, because they receive not the love of the truth, that their souls might be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the truth, because you don't love Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the Word of God. That they might be, they won't receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So, those of you out there that believe that way, you yourself are condemning yourself. It's you that have decided to not be saved. And so, that's the mystery of iniquity. Now, in Revelation 10:7, it states, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, that means when the seventh angel starts pouring out the wrath of God on this earth, and this is the last of the first seven plagues, The mystery of God should be finished, and the Lord is using me to show you what the mystery of God is. And it's so amazing that he told me to look up, all the things that he shows me that no other minister in the world is preaching or teaching. He shows me all these different things. And because I live close to the throne of the Lord, I'm up there all the time. So the mystery of God is finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. All right, did you finish that one?
Yes.
Okay, so Michelle, let's begin again over here with some of this Hitler speech. Now, I wouldn't be pounding on this unless the Lord told me to. God, I thought, Lord, won't the people out there think that I'm siding in with Hitler? No, I'm not. I'd say he is a very evil man. But one thing that he did do that the United States should have done is to not. We are the most powerful and fruitful nation in the world. We could put a fence around this, or a big wall around this, our United States, and we wouldn't have to depend on anybody to give us fruit, vegetables, cattle, milk, cheese, any kind of dairy. We are more than able to take care of ourselves. We don't need the United Nations, and we should have never joined them, because we also could win back then all the wars. And now the United Nations has put the men of the United States and the women as their police force to go around the world to do the same thing that they did to Hitler, and the same thing they did to us. They wanted Hitler to join, but Hitler wouldn't join. He was smarter than the United States of America in that respect. But again, where Hitler got into it was that he started murdering the Jews. He started murdering the Jews. And the Lord says, I'll bless them that bless the Jew, and I'll curse them that curse the Jew. And so he cursed Hitler, even though he didn't like the United Nations. He thought the United Nations and the all this was coming from the Jews. But it's not, folks. The world is being taken over and by the Vatican. That you can see Bush is like definitely not a Christian. He may want to be a Christian now. I believe he's running scared. You can see fear in his eyes. And I don't believe it's of the public. I believe it's he's afraid to die because he knows he's not saved. I'm praying for you, George. Really, I mean, honest to God. I'm praying that you will make a stand. If you did, there isn't any force in the world that could come against you. The Vatican is soon to be destroyed by God himself. The whole world and all the satanic forces in it are going to be burnt up. And you're going to burn too if you don't make a public confession like John Peeler did and tell all the filthy things that you guys have been doing. It doesn't matter how deep you're into sin or your dad. I'm praying for him too and your mom. And your wife, and all the people in government. But you're wrong, very wrong. And you're doing sins that, unless Jesus had come into the world, you'd never be able to be forgiven for them. You would definitely burn in hell in the lake of fire. And if you don't pull out of that regime, you're definitely, there won't be any hope for you whatsoever. Now, the Lord made you out of the dirt of the ground, and he loved you. He loved everything that he made. Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have made it. He said, everything I made is good. But you've let, just like Eve, go in and deceive you. But I don't think you're deceived. I think you know what you're doing, and that's why you're being driven into, I don't know if these articles are true, but it says you're a booze hound. That you're going in and these beer joints or taking a bottle of juice inside the car or wherever you get yourself turned on to the alcohol. Your body's not looking good anymore. Your face looks haggard and it's starting to bloat. Like drunkards. My whole family was full of drunkards. And I can't, it's hard for me to cope with them, but the Lord tells me I have to get the gospel to him. Let's pray for all the drunks, amen?
Amen.
That they get saved. Because my Uncle Carl did, my Uncle Clayton did, and they were on all those things. My Uncle Leo did, my mother did. And there's a whole bunch of them, Mary and Mabel. All the people in my family that were drunkards, they got saved. And so God is good, amen?
Amen.
He's good, amen. And he created you decent and good. And then now you let each one of us has a Garden of Eden in us, and we need to keep it. That's our soul, our spirit, amen?
Amen.
We need to guard it with the double-edged sword, the Word of God, because the double-edged sword means it cuts one way. It'll defend us of our enemies, but then it'll swing down on us and our enemies if we turn our back on him. That goes for all you supposed to be Christians out there that are listening to all these false prophets because you like to do the same thing they say is okay. But remember one thing. God said that he didn't come to save your soul so that you could sin. He says, now go and sin no more. That means no more. I was getting extremely overweight, and the Lord told me that don't eat any more sugar. No more candies, cakes, pies. You know, sometimes I get so big, or cakes. And in our church, we've got so many birthday parties, you know, that you could overdose on cake, ice cream, and all that other stuff. The Lord told me not to eat any dairy and to don't eat any beef. I don't know what's wrong with the beef or the dairy, but I just did what the Lord said. I'm not going to argue with God.
Amen.
Then he told me don't eat any sweets or I'd die, and so I didn't. And all of a sudden, I started losing weight, and boy, I mean, I've really lost quite a bit. Hallelujah!
Amen.
I'm so glad that I have the Lord to tell me the things what I'm supposed to do and not to do. Amen?
Amen.
And some people say, well, I'd get so busy in the ministry, I'd grab a piece of cake or something to just get some energy to keep going. But I have more energy now without all that false stuff. Our body, you know, that sugar is poison. Yeah, and that's why our little kids are catching diabetes all over the world. Not our kids. We don't have any diabetic kids over here. Because they pretty much follow. Now, I don't pull them off of sweets. My little girl eats sweets on Sunday, and that's about it. And I don't want her to eat anymore because I don't want her to catch sugar diabetes. And the rest of the people in my church, they ought to follow suit, but I don't have any ironclad law like that, but they definitely should if they don't want us to keep spending money on sickness and rotten teeth and everything else. But at any rate, this ACLU, Cult Awareness Network, these are all branches of the Vatican, and Hitler knew of all these outside help. We don't need any outside help. Because MacArthur and Patton, I've said this before over and over again, but they keep saying the same thing every day. You know, the Al-Qaeda. These are Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer, you know, all this garbage. We don't take any medicine over here. Al-Qaeda. They want to brainwash you with another language and stuff that they're making up. And that we're supposed to be involved with it. What do you think that our troops went over there for? Was for the Vatican. Why do you think that we staged this bombing over here at the World Trade Center, the Federal Building in Waco? Now they got a thing saying, well, Tony's going to be another Waco. Wait a minute. It was the government, the supposed to be United States government, that went over and killed them for no reason at all. Is that what they're saying, that they're going to come over here and kill me and all my people and my kids and everything? For nothing at all because we preach the gospel? Is that what you weasels are saying out there? Another Waco? I call on God, Father God, put a stop to these maniacs out there. These sophisticated savages is what they are. And to me, they're not even sophisticated. They're a bunch of hillbillies, rednecks, Antichrist, Ku Klux Klan, another branch of the Vatican. They hate Jews and blacks, and the Vatican hates them too. They hate Christians more than anything in the world. And you've got these churches all over the area, everywhere in the world, that absolutely hate true born-again Christians because we're preaching the real Bible, and they're preaching football games, that Bush is the anti, that he's the Christ and all. You people are going to pay a horrible price, you people that call yourselves Christians, that you rise up against God's most powerful work on this earth. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes any more than I'd wanted to have been in Hitler's shoes. But one thing that guy knew, he didn't know that it was the Catholics. He had them surrounded around him, just brainwashing him every minute of the day. You see pictures of him with the Pope. And you see pictures with cardinals all around him, just peppering his brain. The Jews are the ones taking care of the world. They're going to rule the world. They want to come in here, Hitler. We got to build up our defenses. You've got to kill the Jews. If they don't get out of here, we got to kill them. You are in charge, Hitler. You got to do it. But one thing he knew, that the UN was the most evil, it was Satan's government. And he found out when they finally, he started making the final stand, I'm not going to let them come in. Well, then the Vatican told the United Nations, says, we have to put an end to him. Let's go in. Okay? Charles de Gaulle, Jean de Gaulle, FDR, Stalin, Churchill, and everyone with us, and let's show the world that we need a world government so we can brainwash all the leaders of the nations, that we can go into every country. We have to make them be democratic. We have to, a democracy. And they know that it's dictatorship better than you and I do. And that's what Hitler didn't want. Where he got into it again, I'm going to say it, is he believed that Satan, this devil that is the most deceptive force on the face of this earth, so much so that the Bible says that the devil would be so deceivable in these last days that even the very elect, like myself, might be deceived. But I'm sure you can tell that I'm not.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I'm not deceived. Okay, so they are using them to go into Iraq, Iran, everywhere. And they're afraid of the Jews because they know, in a sense, they're taking it easy with them because they know those Bible scriptures in Ezekiel and throughout the Bible that say that God's going to fight for the Jews. It's going to take 7 months for them to pick up the bones of the people that unite themselves to attack it. And God says he's going to make them attack it to show his power. He's going to put a hook in their jaws and pull them over the hills, the mountains, the valleys, and the gulls. The gullies. He's going to pull them into Israel, then he's going to rain down death upon them. And it's going to take 7 months. They're going to hire people from all nations to pick their bones up and bury them. Let's pray for everybody that they don't get involved with attacking Israel, because God's word is coming to pass. You can see that everything that he said already has already come to pass. And it's going to happen. Okay, let's... Are you ready out there to hear more of Hitler's speech, which shows that he did not want anything to do with the UN or anybody outside because he felt that Germany was capable of taking care of its own problems? He said he didn't want, and he said he believed in God. Oh, all these churches say they believe in God, but the only thing is they don't keep his commandments. The Lord says, thou shalt not murder, and thou shalt not curse my people, unless you want to get cursed. Who are his people? Israel. Mm-hmm. Read it in the Bible. The Jews. Not our Jew, not all Israelites are Israel, but then also we Christians are spiritual Israel. And you better not lay your hands on us. Now, I'm sure you will. You've already sent me to prison on a bogus charge for 4.5 years. But, you know, everybody that did that, you're going to pay. I mean, I'm not looking for vengeance because vengeance belongs to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm still saved, and I'm still bringing the word out, okay, to tell you people what's what from God.
Amen.
Okay, read some of Hitler's speech here.
In 1932, Germany was faced with final collapse.
Yeah, because they weren't united like the United States was and is during war. These wars that the Vatican started and the Vatican government and the media hyped you into it. The Bible says, take heed what you hear. Amen?
Amen.
You got to be careful of the stuff you hear. You know, they got everybody hearing this. Me, I sit there and I can just read right through everything they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
The German Reich and people both seemed lost. And then came the German resurrection. It began with a change of faith. While all the German parties before us believed in forces and ideals which lay outside of the German Reich.
See, that was the trouble. Everyone started believing that we're not strong, we're weak, we need to have other nations help us. When they started believing that, that's what made them weak. Then Hitler says, no, we can stand on our own 2 feet. Amen?
Amen.
We don't want war, we want peace, but, you know, anybody that's going to come in here and try to make us join some force outside of here, to hell with them, he said.
Amen.
Okay? And that's what we should have said to these devils. Okay, then go ahead.
While all the German parties before us believed in forces and ideals which lay outside of the German Reich and outside of our people, we National Socialists have resolutely championed belief in our own people.
Yeah, we believe in our own people, United States of America. Look, we're finished now. We're number 60 on the list. They flushed us down the toilet. You flushed yourself down the toilet to listen to these maniacs. Okay, then what?
We National Socialists have resolutely championed belief in our own people, starting from that watchword of eternal validity. God helps only those who are prepared and determined to help themselves.
Yeah, drink water out of your own cistern. We've got everything here. We let them come in and stop the production, the pumping of oil, based on that we need ecology. Why? That makes us bow down to the Arabs, a nothing nation. If we were strong and powerful, they would be wanting to negotiate with us with oil. Buy our oil, otherwise we're going to starve to death. We don't need their oil. There's plenty of oil under our land here. Amen?
Amen.
Who are they kidding? They're kidding the whole world, except Tony Alamo and others like me. Okay, then what?
In the place of all those international factors, democracy, the conscience of peoples, the conscience of the world, the League of Nations, and the like, we have set a single factor, our own people.
Yeah. See, the League of Nations is the same thing as the United Nations. They're all leaguing together. Oh, America, you can't fight the Germans by yourself. MacArthur thought we could win in the South Pacific, and Patton thought we could win in Germany, and he was winning, but he said, no, we got to, okay, let England do this one. Let France do this one. Let de Gaulle do this, okay. And then General Chenault, let him come in with the flying tigers from China. Okay? And we can't do it on our own. That's baloney, okay? That's garbage. You people fell for it. The whole world, God said, is deceived in these last days. Then what?
We were all convinced that a true community of the people is not produced overnight. It is not attained through theories or programs, but that through many decades, yes, and perhaps always and for all time, the individual must be trained for this community.
Yeah, we must be trained for our own country. We must get rid of the labor unions because they're causing labor to be so high that we're at the mercy of Japan and other nations that are producing stuff that we gave them. I'm not talking about feeding people a bowl of rice and a dollar a day, but I'm talking about just normal wages, all right? That's inflation. And the Vatican has caused inflation, and they are using puppets people, dopey people like President Bush and President Clinton. Everybody knows that he's into oral sex. How can the Bible states that we're not supposed to have any king over us other than somebody that really believes in God? I would be the best king over the entire world because I go strictly by what God says. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, I see that our time is up. Gosh, Hitler didn't get to say that much this today, did he?
No.
Okay, the time is up, and so it's time to get saved. It's time for to get saved time. Amen?
Amen.
So those of you out there that want to be strong, if you're, we know we're all weak, but when I was weak, but when the Lord entered into me, he made me strong. I am weak, but thou art strong. And so if he's in me, who could be against me? Amen?
Amen.
That's what makes me strong, is that the Lord is in me. So everybody, let's get saved now. Just call on the Lord and let him enter into you. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and read your Bible. And any Bible questions, you ask them over here, call, and Sharon will tell you four different ways so you can receive a copy of this program. Please specify CD or audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, you've all heard Louis Armstrong sing "What a Wonderful World," but Gary Paxton wrote words to the same music of "What a Wonderful God," and he produced and directed and sings it. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and make sure you tune in tomorrow. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's Gary S. Paxton with "What a Wonderful God."
I see fields of green, pretty flowers too. I watch them bloom for all to view. And I say to myself, my, what a wonderful God. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the blessings of each day, his protection at night. And I say to myself, whoa, what a wonderful God. The colors of the rainbow, God's promise to mankind, to keep his word forever, and with our spirits bind. I see saints shaking hands, saying God really loves you, helping all in need, no matter who. I see babies being born, we watch them grow, they'll learn to be holy if God's word will just so. And I say to myself, yes sir, What a wonderful God. You know, God's holy word, the Bible, says all good things come from God. You see nature, the wonderful diversity of all the people. What about the awesome solar system? How could anybody doubt whether there is a loving, awesome creator, sovereign God? How can anyone be an atheist or an agnostic? Holy, holy, almighty, sovereign creator. What a wonderful, wonderful, what a wonderful God. Selah. Selah.